By Carson Ellis. For the Stettler Independent. On May 21, 1924, a gathering of Rotary members from Red Deer, Edmonton, Calgary, Camrose, and other clubs, as well as potential members of the soon-to-be-created Drumheller Club, attended a banquet at the Stettler Odd Fellows Hall. The event had 100 people in attendance, including District Governor Jim Davidson, who spoke on the history of Rotary, which started in Chicago in 1905. In 1910, the first club outside of the United States was formed in Winnipeg. Speeches by visiting presidents and past presidents of other clubs were mixed with songs, recitations, and pieces from the local Stettler Orchestra. The Stettler Rotary Club was the seventh club formed in Alberta and the 21st club formed in what was called District 4, which stretched from Calgary to Port Arthur, Ont. The club had 24 charter members, with offices being filled as follows: President, Cliff Wilkinson; Secretary, Cliff Miller; Treasurer, noted as P. Griffiths but most likely B. Griffiths; Board of Directors, W. W. Sharp, Chester Banford, William Dunlap, Dr. Kennedy, also noted in other articles as Dr. Onger, and F. T. Fritz Colley. Rotarian Fritz Colley was considered the fattest and jolliest member of the club. Colley would be a pioneer in many aspects of Stettler and the district. Colley would represent the Stettler Club at a variety of international meetings, including Cleveland in 1925 and Lake Louise in 1926. He would also serve as club president in 1926. The Rotary Trail was a series of roadways connecting Edmonton to Drumheller via Rotary communities. Stettler would venture towards Drumheller and Red Deer on two separate occasions in June of 1924. The southern route from Stettler was marked with black highway markers, while the route to Red Deer was marked with green. Clubs from each community would meet in the middle, while putting out the markers, and have a social gathering before returning home. The Stettler Rotary Club spent the first couple of years developing its members in the ways of the Rotary organization and its principles and practices. Their first ongoing local efforts were summer youth programs at Buffalo Lake. Stettler would also host banquet events for district farmers, such as the one in April of 1930 that had then Premier of Alberta J.E. Brownlee as speaker. Brownlee would be credited as successfully gaining provincial control over Alberta resources such as coal, which was the topic of his address that day. Starting in 1933, the Stettler Rotary Club would also begin a very long and proud tradition as part of the Stettler and District Music Festival. The 40s were a busy time for Stettler Rotary. They oversaw the creation of the Stettler Junior Chamber of Commerce. Many Rotarians sat on different boards, including various Red Cross committees. These committees often surpassed their fundraising quotas. Stettler Rotary was also a driving force in the Gift Club, which raised funds for programs that sent gifts and supplies to prisoners of war. In May 1945, the club celebrated 21 years in the community. Special guests noted in attendance were G. Rohrer and H. Allen, who had served food at the very first club meeting, as well as Dawson Hales and Jimmy Wilson, who were the only members of a group of boys invited to the first meeting, left in Stettler. Charter members at the 25th anniversary in 1949 would include F. T. Colley, Dr. Kennedy, W. W. Sharp, and W. S. Mackey. In 1951, Rotary sponsored its fourth annual Ice Carnival, with over 70 boys and girls performing over 2 days. The Rotary Ice Carnival was another long-term event sponsored by the club. Other events that the Stettler Rotary was a key player in included track and field events for schools in the district, and Robbie Burns events. The 50th anniversary in 1974 was attended by 200 people, including the Rotary District President, former members, and widows of former members. Stettler Rotary has been active both locally, nationally, and internationally. They have sponsored exchange students, essays and speeches competitions for national competitions, and even the occasional Calgary Stampede Rodeo Queen contestants, to name a few of the many programs. The club continues to raise funds for organizations and programs both here and abroad. Stettler Rotarian Kevin Falkenberg says he finds it very rewarding to contribute to our community.